brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday. That's just the start of my work week. I work 8 days a week. Yeah, I know there's seven. It's a joke. Figure of speech. Thank you so much for joining us. It is Friday, the 17th day of August, 2012. We're way more than halfway into the end of the world year. Of course, I don't think it's going to be the end of the world. I think you're going to see big things in 2012 because the globalists have planned that. But you watch next year when it's not the end of the world, there will be mainstream dinosaur corporate Decepticon media, sewer stream media saying, I said the world would end this year. Now, it may be the end of the world as we know it, though. Wow, there is so much to go over today. He was on Sunday, and there was so much to discuss. I'm getting back on because of big development since then. Always informative and interesting. Max Keiser will be joining us in the second hour. And then in studio, Joe Bannister and his lawyer. Joe Bannister, former Treasury agent who exposed the fact that the IRS is a collection agency for the private Federal Reserve. They then arrested him for his free speech. He beat him in court thanks to that evil thing called juries. So we're going to be going over that as well. But I'm going to smatter throughout the transmission the unbelievable news. Pentagon developing autonomous humanoid robots. Wait for it. They've been doing this for decades. And they're killer robots, but they're classified. I told you about that. To perform evacuation operations. Don't run. We are your friends. Kind of like the Bradley fighting vehicle ramming in and machine gunning and starting a fire on the Branch Davidians with bullhorns. Come out with your hands up. We're here to help. We come in peace. You know how that ends, don't you? Everything's fine, though. They love you. But the drones were going to be for humanitarian reasons. Oh, yeah, so they said that last year in the U.S. We're only rolling them out for humanitarian and public safety and law enforcement and weaponizing them. 1.4 billion bullets, but Alex Jones is wrong to be criticizing it. Yeah, we've had George Soros group come out and say, I'm evil, don't worry about the bullets. They don't discuss the 1.4 billion bullets, though. They don't discuss that. They just say, oh, with the Alex made it up that the National Weather Service was buying a whole bunch of bullets. Really, the federal purchase order said they were. And now they say, well, actually, a subgroup of organization. So they play the semantical game and then spin it again and say, Alex Jones just made it up. The government's buying bullets. Everybody knows that the government is not building up and arming against you. And everybody knows the government's loving and good. Everybody knows George Soros is a good man. And everybody knows Bill Clinton didn't have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. And everybody knows. Oh, Obama's out saying Romney needs to release his tax returns. Not defending. I'm not a big fan of Romney, as everyone knows. I'm not in love with a guy that's anti-gun, pro-abortion, and all this stuff. But here's the deal. Obama won't release any of his college records when all his friends said he had the name Barry Sotero. Because the word is he was getting free tuition as a foreign student on a grant and a bunch of other stuff. So I want to see all that. I mean, we're seeing stuff like Romney killed a woman with breast cancer because he fired her husband and he lost his insurance. Folks, when they get their government-run health care, they say, of course, Romney wrote that, so you ought to be happy. I love him criticizing Romney saying he doesn't like government-run health care. He helped write it because he works for the big banks that want it. But yeah, you want to die and not get surgery or get health care, try having a socialist system. Oh, no, it's great in Europe. It's all free. Oh, really? You've been to Europe? You talk to Europeans? You know the numbers? Listen, that's not even the issue. I was wrong to tell you blimps were coming over every city. It's now been announced today. And we've got huge news on QE3. I'm glad Kaiser's coming up. And we have got so much more. It is a jam-packed extravaganza of resistance straight ahead. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. We've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest corn belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big Friday. The forces of liberty are fighting back worldwide in a big way, but the faces of global corporate anti-free market are striking back through their collectivist tyrannies, all the different flavors of it, socialism, communism, fascism, corporatism, sitting up on top of it, perching up there, trying to create a monopoly system of cookie-cutter-controlled minions. Wow. It is Friday. Kaiser's coming up. We're going to get into QE3. I've got to say, this is our top story. Fox Business, Financial Times of London, they're all reporting that they are going to pretty much do QE3 by the end of the year. The globalists like to hang it out there and wait so that they know the time when they're going to do it to be able to position themselves. But chance of Fed printing more money jumps to 60%. That's FoxBusiness.com. And I've got a bunch of other articles saying basically a similar thing. And when you've got George Soros just jumping into gold with both feet and not just ending his big brokerage firm last year and not investing people's money. He's dumping his own money out of stocks and bonds and everything right now. And so are a bunch of other globalists. We've got a big stack of financial news we're going to be covering with Max Kaiser, so I'll wait till he's on with us in the next hour. And then in studio, a former Treasury agent will be joining us in studio. He was on for about 15 minutes earlier in the week on the phone. Joe Bannister with his lawyer Because when he went public and said, I found out the IRS works for the private Federal Reserve, they arrested him for his free speech. But the jury said, we're still America. He's going to go free. But other IRS agents and Treasury agents and people that write books are now going to prison if you expose the big secret. Because they got to jail you or kill you. When the public finds out that we got the IRS in 1913, didn't really start paying taxes till the 40s and 50s, mid-40s into the early 50s, they phased it in, and that not one cent, as Ronald Reagan's commission found in 81, but the Grace Commission, not one cent goes to run the country. But it's one thing if I say that, when Treasury agents and IRS senior fraud investigators go public, when they're rising up through the organization, have everything to lose, they arrest them. They've sent quite a few to jail. I mean, this is, they're talking about trying to jail whoever went to the Inspector General of the Treasury with the fact that in Austin, Texas alone, 10 homes, because this all started here in Austin, the big national clearing center for fraud is here, and then the five-state total clearing center. That's kind of an oxymoron, the IRS clearing center for fraud is here when the whole thing's a fraud. And again, this news was so big months ago when I learned about it from my whistleblowers. I never codified it, never properly vetted it, never did the report. In fact, I even have more info that's in the news, and I'm so busy, I've not even done it. People say, you know, do a bunch of original journalism. We do all the time. We break stuff all the time. But it's hard. It's hard. That's why we're hiring six more reporters with reporter backgrounds. And so they can go out and do that, and I can oversee it. We're trying here. All that cost Federal Reserve notes. You know it is dollars, money. Hillary said no. That's up on the Drudge Report. They're now jumping in. What? No to VP? Oh, yeah. Well, the word is, yeah, I told you yesterday, you could see it. Obama meeting with Biden. Everyone's saying Biden needs to step down. It's not too late for Biden to step down. The word is that old Biden is very close to going down the drain. He is circling the drain. They want to jazz things up with a new mummy. And print me that report, please. If Hillary indeed is saying no to VP, that means that Obama is out. And again, this is not all just about the globalist, you know, selling their cult of Obama. It's about the globalist moving their ball down the field. So it isn't just about Obama being a star in all this. It's about bring in their puppet, wear them out, destroy them, bring in the next one. But we know the military and police are gearing up for what they believe to be civil unrest after the election. Again, before George Soros' groups twist that, I'm not saying there'll be civil unrest. It's all over the news they're preparing for civil unrest. By the way, look at the cover of Time Magazine. For sale, asking $2.5 billion. How to buy the White House, the GOP architects, grand design, the decline of the small donor. And sure, they advertise what's already known in here, that big mega corporations and foreign corporations lobby and own the government. But it's not just $2.5 billion. You've got to be who they want. And you've got to be basically already in line with the main global interest. And then there's a race. But it's kind of like Iran, where the Ayatollahs, the Supreme Council, they have to pick who can run for president. So they go, okay, you three people can run for president. Now you can have an election. It'd be like going on a car lot and they said, you can have a red Ford Focus, a blue Ford Focus, or a white Ford Focus. And you're like, I don't want a Ford Focus. Not picking on Ford, I just use that as an analogy. Or it'd be like going on a Toyota dealership and saying, you can have a red Avalon, a black Avalon, or a white Avalon. I don't want an Avalon. I want a Dodge Charger. I want a black one. The point is that, it does cost $2.5 billion, but that's like cherry on top, the plastic cherry on top of this whole fake confection. So we're going to be talking about that, but let me, I just digress off into politics. Let me get into all the other news here because it's big today. U.S. troops to get new headgear for Homeland Security operations to stop small arms that would be used by the American people. They admit it's for the U.S. Gun confiscation drills, declassified documents, re-education camps. Army admits those documents are real. 1.4 billion rounds for non-military police and every agency arming themselves. All of this going on. In fact, guys, I've got an article about the Soros crowd in the printer in there. Will you bring me that, please? Thank you. So we're going to be getting into that report today and how it connects into police department wants blimp to spy on suspicious activity under a Homeland Security grant. Dirigible would hover at height of 400 feet over the city. Now, again, they tether these. They have them also. They're solar power that float around. This has already been going on for a long time. How many national news reports have you heard made fun of us for talking about this? I mean, this was released by DARPA in 2000, that they were already launching low Earth orbit, I mean, edge of space, 120,000, 150,000 feet, not really edge of space, but up there, big, giant, unmanned blimps with solar panels on top of them, with ground-penetrating radar, face scanning, intel-grabbing, you know, NSA stuff. It's a lot cheaper than satellites. And you can also land them and stuff at night at Air Force bases, or you can crash them in the ocean and just have the gear picked up. I'm going to give you some classified info. They've got where they crash it in the ocean when they're done, when the life's over. They have a ship just waiting because the intelligence package has inflatable balloons on it, so that once the blimp crashes, they then just extract that onto the deck of the ship and then let the dirigible go under. Oh, yeah, I've talked to folks in the Navy that have been part of those missions. And last time I saw a public document, Alexander Haig actually launched the program for this and covertly made billions in the mid-90s. About 1990 is when the program launched. But it got big by 2000, got admitted more by 2000. There are quite a few giant blimps. When a person gets a telescope out on a clear day and shows one, the news says it's aliens. I've shown you ABC News, you name it, where they go, aliens are over Salt Lake, or aliens, they saw a big cigar-shaped craft over Dallas. And they show it on the news, and it's a giant blimp with lights on it, and they'll even have a red light on it. During the day, they got propellers on them. They're like, look, sir! Look, it's E.T. He came to Earth for Reese's Pieces. And it's a giant blimp. So it doesn't matter, though. The Soros propaganda front slanders Rand Paul and Alex Jones. There's 1.4 plus billion bullets bought. Social Security Administration, everybody's getting them. The National Weather Service wanted hundreds of thousands of rounds of ammo. 15,000 of this office, 23,000 of that office. That's what the document said. They came out in the Washington Post and said, well, it's a sub-agency of ours, but technically, you know, we bought them, but it's for the NOAA dolphin protectors or whatever. Yeah, sure. It's for the Greenie police. And then the Soros outfit spun it that Rand Paul, Senator Paul, and myself, just in Drudge Report and whoever else covered it, that we just made it up that Fish and Wildlife or National Weather Service was getting this. When they're done with it, it's like, look at these people. They made up blimps. They made up drones. Remember that a few months ago? There's hundreds of articles. There's no drones over the U.S. That nasty Alex Jones and that nasty Matt Drudge and just lying to you. I said hundreds of papers. Over 500 that I know of. Four or five different articles, different people, the same script, same government plagiarized dribble was put in newspapers everywhere telling farmers, now farmers, there's no drones watching you. In one of the cases Kurt Nemo wrote about at Infowars.com, they cherry-picked it where Congress people were complaining, and it was manned Cessna spying on the farmers. Sure, there were other drones in the Air Force and South Dakota, North Dakota, people getting, but this, no, it's, they took that with it. One thing we linked to was manned aircraft spying. The whole point is they're spying on us and arming the teeth against us. And they spun it and went, they made it up. There's no drones, sweetie cake. That's why you have no readers. That's why you're a joke. That's why everyone hates you. People know the games you're playing now. People know. The big news is up at DrudgeReport.com. It's Infowars.com reports Steve Watson, Pentagon developing autonomous humanoid robots, wait for it, to perform evacuation operations. Like, just like the drones that were for evacuations, and now they admit they're going to be weaponized in America. Oh, the combat robots? Yeah, they're humanoid, bipedal. It looks just like the Terminator, just like I told you. But never mind. They're coming to save you. During emergencies, you know when the guns get taken? If you fight back, well, you know what, the weapons package will go live.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Well, I think I see another side, maybe just another light that shines. And I look over now through the door, and I still belong to no one else. Maybe I hold you to blame. My eyes till I see your surprise and your leave.
is incredibly serious news to go over. But remember, truth is stranger than fiction, and there's a lot of interesting things that go on in the world. In fact, speaking of that, before I get back into serious news from around the world, and here domestically ahead of Max Kaiser and others joining us today on this Friday edition, I wanted to briefly talk about, well, a couple different issues. Well, one of them is serious. We have Dave Mustaine's exclusive response to the media's demonization campaign of him coming out and saying Obama could have been behind the shootings in Colorado and Wisconsin. Look, if government's done it before and Obama's run false flags like Fast and Furious and it has all the signs with the witnesses at the Sikh temple and even Larry Pratt of Gunners of America is coming out and saying that they have to be looked at as suspects, as prime suspects. When there's a bank robbery, you go round up the bank robbers who've been let out of prison and you interrogate them. I mean, it's very, very simple. They stand to gain. It was the timing. You go through all the evidence. I'm not going to do that again here today. We need to defend his courage. So the article's red-linked at Infowars.com defending him. He defends himself, pointing out, hey, I'm just saying what Larry Pratt and Alex Jones basically said. And it's red-linked. I'd ask you to get that and get it out to everybody you know. Exclusive, Dave Mustaine clarifies Obama staged shooting statement. Speaking of shootings, finally, people are striking back. Politico, Family Research Council head blames Southern Poverty Law Center for listing them as terrorists. I mean, you list somebody as extremist, mix them in with terrorist, and then somebody goes and attacks them because the Family Research Council, who, by the way, is pretty milquetoast, but they say don't teach 8-year-olds about sex, period, whether it be heterosexual or homosexual. And so the guy goes and attacks him over it, saying he's mad at Chick-fil-A. That's now official. This is a hate crime. But again, I don't want to play into their game of going, okay, well, then charge him with a hate crime. Hey, attempted murder, shooting somebody, you know, that's people stopped him there, though. It wasn't a bunch of victims. So, no. Just charge him with the attempted murder, assault with a deadly weapon. He'll get 30, 40 years in prison. We don't want to play your game of, oh, because it was hate motivated, he gets more time. Hey, somebody shoots you in your house to rob you, you need to get the death penalty. Somebody kills you because you're white, you need to get the death penalty. Somebody kills you because you're black, you need to get the death penalty. That's where I stand on this stuff. I mean, the guys that drugged that poor black man to death 6-7 years ago that's made so much news down in East Texas, they all got the death penalty. Last time I checked, they've executed a couple of them. And there was this big thing on the news. I remember Jesse Jackson. Nothing was done. What? Nothing was done because there wasn't a hate law? You mean a thought crime law where now in Europe they arrest you for not smiling at the Olympics in England? Where they arrest you if you criticize somebody's religion or sexual? They arrest people if you criticize Muslims. They arrest you if you criticize homosexuals. And by the way, the homosexual lobby, who I don't even go, I'm not even attacking these people. This is not even my big axe to grind, except they're authoritarian. At least the ones that speak for them are like, yeah, arrest somebody if you use the word homosexual. Robin Page, I had him on the show like 7 years ago. BBC host of One Man and His Dog, a rural affairs show, wasn't even political, said at a speech when they were trying to take rural property and ban hunting, he said, hey, our rural communities deserve the same rights as Muslims and homosexuals. They arrested him saying the word homosexual is hateful. Folks, this is political correctness where you can't even use scientific words. People are so ignorant now, they think Caucasian is a slang term. They think Negro is a slang worm, an insult, a slight, an attack. They think homosexual is, or heterosexual. No, these are names. If you say Asiatic, it's not attacking Asians. People don't say Oriental anymore about folks in the Orient. Saying the political correctness is a war on words, a war on communications. It's pure authoritarianism. You people aren't liberals. You're a bunch of control freak nutcases who can't compete and want to muzzle the rest of us. Well, you know what? I'm off your plantation. I'm not a colonist of the New World Order.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
And if George Soros isn't a foreigner who's become an American, so he's a domestic enemy, I don't know what is. Pushing his anti-gun, anti-family garbage, attacking me through his fake surrogates, White House run. Tax exemption, just absolutely disgusting. We're going to be breaking some of that down coming up. Again, Soros propaganda front slanders Senator Rand Paul and Alex Jones. Ecuador President Rafael, we are not a colony. He stands up to the jackbooted British Gestapo, Paul Craig Roberts. Absolutely. The British government that sucked off the great British people and the great Irish and Scottish people around them isn't even British. It's Transylvanian. They call it German royalty. They're not even German. But my point is, they have sucked off those people and built a global empire that the Brits paid for. And remember the whole Falklands War? Remember the battleship getting sunk and all that? Where the submarine, you know, blew up the former U.S. Battleship that was Brazilian, wasn't it? I mean, it's ridiculous. You've got Britain, that is the globalists that run it, picking on people and trying to take their islands, their waterways. Yeah, they're not a colony. And by the way, we're not a colony of the globalists. It's the British model that we're under today. That's what the New World Order is, in Carol Quigley's own words at Georgetown, in Cecil Rhodes' own words, in the Council on Foreign Relations' own words. So we're going to be getting into that with Max Keiser as well. The whole world's lining up for war here. And, you know, our forebearers said that 236 years ago. They said, look, we're not a colony. Okay? We're not your slaves. We're not going to sit here and pay you all these taxes because they were Englishmen. But they weren't being given the rights that had already been gained in England. They said, okay, we'll just stand up to you. Because at a certain point, you get past the fear and you just... You're so disgusted at being a slave and being pushed around and having lesser men dominate you that you just say, you know what? You're looking for a fight. You better believe you got one. That's how it works. And no amount of drones and weapons and 1.4 billion rounds of ammo. You're buying all that because you're scared because you see us buying millions of guns a month. But again, I don't even want to fight with the Americans that serve the globalists. I want to wake them up. I don't have some macho imperative that I need to go out and, you know, see a civil war, you know, because, ooh, it's sexy and fun. There's nothing sexy and fun about it. But I will not be a slave. Period. And the only reason we have so much prosperity in this country, the media loves to tell you how bad America is and all our horrible past. Compared to other countries, we've been great. Because the basic ideas of liberty that were later adopted that everyone demanded, what's in the Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence, that idea is 180 degrees against what the globalists want. That's why they're so angry. We've always had monopolies with the monopoly elites in every culture running things. This system was the first time, starting with the Renaissance and the General Enlightenment 500 years ago, roughly, 550 years ago or so, right through to 1776, the greatest flowering of it, through to the prosperity it created, and then the decadence. And there's the modern sophistication of the world, which allows corruption to hide better, until it takes over and then declares war on the segments, the remnants of goodness that are left, because the remnants of good could sprout at any time and grow and overthrow the evil. Evil seeks to eradicate good because it's threatened by it. It's at war with each other. What an amazing show yesterday. Richard Belzer on the show, big movie star, TV host, author, comedian. And then he's like, hey, I'm at Chris Walken's house. And the crew's like, did he just say Christopher Walken? So we go to break, and the really good stuff was during that four-minute break, the long break at 20 after, that we take. The other breaks are 3 minutes long. Well, top of the hour is 1 minute. Our end of the hour is 1 minute. And I walk in the control room. And he goes, yeah, hey, here he is. And then there's Christopher Walken. We talk for a few minutes. And then he gets on air and plays it safe and wants to talk about cooking chickens and French wine. That was probably one of the weirdest moments in my radio show. And folks, we've had a lot of them. Of course, it was also streaming video at PrisonPlanet.tv, or no one would have believed it. But I walked in there, 30 seconds in, he goes, yeah, you want to talk to him? And there's Christopher Walken, what an interesting person, looking at us on Skype. I was just like, it's ridiculous. There's the added funniness. At first, he was sitting in Belzer's lap because there was only one chair, and they got another chair in there. And the crew flipped their phones on and started taping all this. We have it on tape. And I'm saying stop that. But then there's that effect around celebrity. People just can't help it. But even if you're over celebrity, when it's a really interesting celebrity, it's not just that they're a celebrity, it's that they're so interesting. I'm going to ask them next week. We're going to get Belzer back on and say, hey, by the way, we have them behind the scenes talk. He wants to put that out. I told anybody puts that out before we get authorization, you just delivered yourself a pink slip. They are. You erase yours? Well, that wasn't good, John. They let us use it, even though I know I told you not to shoot it. Okay, well, it doesn't matter. It's funny, people now are so quick on the draw, though. It's like gunslingers, like bam, their droids and iPhones are all recording so quickly. But it'd be one thing if we had Christopher Walken coming on the show. It's like you're interviewing a really interesting writer and researcher and, you know, movie star in their own right about politics. That's why Richard Belzer was on the show. And then, boom, it's Christopher Walken. And if I could tell you, that's the strangest moment on radio. I've been taken to some elite parties in Hollywood, and I have seen stuff you people wouldn't believe, to quote Blade Runner, Roy Batty. And I'm not name-dropping here. The only reason I bring this up, though, is it's signpost that, oh, here's a book about, you know, government staging assassinations and blaming patsies. Dead wrong. We sell at InfoWarsShop.com by Richard Belzer. We get him on and then find out he's been a listener for many years and is a great guy. And then, boom, by the way, they did invite me up there to New York or Connecticut to hang out with those guys. That's something I might go through TSA groping for. To go cook over at Christopher Walken's house. I tell you whose house I have cooked at, and other people wouldn't believe it. My life is so weird, man. It is beyond bizarre. All right, I'm going to stop right now. We got all this crazy news and stuff. The point is, and then at the same time, we're defending Dave Mustaine from comments made, and he's giving us that exclusive. I'm just telling you, this show has already begun to orbit into the zeitgeist. We're not even there yet. Yeah, but it is blast off now. It is blast off. Oh, boy. Speaking of that, let's, before we get to this really hardcore serious news, we're just having a little fun here right now. To show you how focused on politics we are, we didn't even get into the Christopher Walken thing on the nightly news last night. And then we put it up on YouTube, the radio/TV show yesterday. We just mentioned that it was Richard Belzer. Came on the show to talk about government murders and cover-ups and didn't even point out that Christopher Walken was in it. So the YouTube audience is all freaking out going, hey, 10 minutes into this, this is Christopher Walken. But now we did cut it out, and we have the Christopher Walken up there on the site. Really, really crazy. All right, I'm going to stop right there and go to a short clip of the Christopher Walken via video on the Alex Jones syndicated transmission. Here it is. Suddenly, Christopher Walken is on our Skype video feed. Let's bring him up right now. Oh, my.
I had to drag him out of bed. That's how much he likes me.
Richard and I are cooking.
Yes.
And we're writing a book.
Right. And we're doing a movie called
The Nose.
The Nose in the River. We're teasing, but we're filming this cooking thing for Funny or Die. So Chris took a picture of my nose, and I took a picture of his nose, and we're going to release that as a short film, and hopefully get an Oscar.
You took a snapshot of my nose, but I took a
4-second movie of my nose.
It's going to be great.
People want to know what celebrities do, Alex. We're not that mysterious.
But we also made a chicken.
We made chicken. We made what else?
Sweet potatoes.
He made chicken with sweet potatoes, onion,
cooked pears. And the orange seafood melange.
He's a great cook, and I just made this salad.
The orange melange.
Brijol. The orange melange. What's the name of that dish that you made?
Man, he was really nice off air. Then we get him on air, and I can't help it. I started asking him, what about the TSA? What about Iran? He starts getting up. Like, okay, back to French wine. He comes back. But the whole thing, that's just a short clip of it, is up at the YouTube channel. We don't even care enough. And I'm kind of proud of this, that all my writers and crew, there's nothing about, almost 24 hours into this, nothing on Infowars.com or PrisonPanda.com about Christopher Walken popping in on the show. Thanks to Richard Belzer. So pretty amazing. By the way, I've now read 2 chapters of it, and I'm going to read the whole thing. Very powerful book, Dead Wrong, How Government Stages Murders and Blames It on Patsies. Just amazing cover-ups covered here in the book, whether it's RFK, JFK, Marilyn Monroe, or, of course, Martin Luther King and others. Dead Wrong, Richard Belzer and David Wayne, available at InfoWarsShop.com. Your purchase supports him and our work as well, our bookstores everywhere. It really is a powerful book. I'm going to read it tomorrow. Tend to finish banging through this a lot of great photos. That's what I like, too. Photos, documents, ballistics reports. I mean, this is my kind of book. That Dr. David Kelly's murder. It's almost like an encyclopedia. I mean, this is my kind of book, just to break it down for you. So we're going to be Jesse Ventura wrote the afterword as well. So, in fact, give me a document cam shot of this since folks are watching. I want them to actually see what I'm talking about here. It's full. This is exactly, if I had time to write books, this is what my show is kind of like, the documentaries, and they would show you the documents and all the photos and articles and graphs and everything else that's in here. And then, of course, you got Richard Belzer, David Wayne, Jesse Ventura. A great, great book at InfoWarsShop.com. And I don't want to, I'm not going to show this till Monday. New magazine. It's being printed right now. Newspaper. This is the size of it. This is the size of it. Look at that banker graphic right there. Oh, in-house illustrators. I mean, to say this is pimp is, to use the common vernacular nomenclature, not your standard imperial, but still. Oh, yeah, it's powerful. It's powerful. And it's going to be out Monday. We're going to have it up Monday. You can buy them at cost in bulk. Oh, we don't just sell one thing of something. We sell them in bulk at cost. And but it's not up yet, and so that is coming. It's 48 pages long, and I'm not going to show you the cover till Monday. What? I'm out of control. I apologize. You can tell I'm in a good mood. I had a great evening last night as well. The Lord is blessing those that love freedom. That's all I can say. I was over at the pool, the pond. Pond would be good. All right, that's enough. Max Kaiser is coming up. Let me shift gears to the really hardcore news now. U.S. troops to get new headgear for Homeland Security operations, Army to develop new helmets to protect against small arms ammunition in the homeland. And these are basically new ballistic riot gear helmets, and they admit for, well, the new combat with us. And, of course, Homeland Security's got the 1.4 billion bullets on top of all this. The Army admits gun confiscation drills and re-education camp training. And we'll be going over that more with Max Kaiser. Police department wants blimp to spy on American suspicious activity. All over the country, they're getting tethered blimps that sit at 400 to 1,000 feet right under the FAA limit. And with the cameras on them and loudspeakers and face scanners barking orders at you. And how do they have your face scan, even though it's not in a database yet? Well, the driver's license was a face scan and Facebook. And, of course, they got the high-altitude ones. You know, it's funny. I said this in my film in 2005 because they had surveillance blimps over New York, and I show it. And I've been on countless talk shows where they raise this thing. You're the crazy guy who thinks there's blimps watching us. I don't know. I got video of them saying NYPD on them. But you see the video, right? And they're like, well, here's a document. Oh, no, there's no blimps or drones. And by the way, they're not weaponized. They're not watching us. Oh, yeah, well, here's the FAA's admission. I don't want to see that, crazy man. And, you know, this ADL, 7 Poverty Law Center, we've got the Think Progress run by the White House and Soros on record. Tax-free, supposedly nonpartisan, because they tell you they are. Nonpartisan, really. We actually have meetings weekly with the White House, have the former transition director runs it, and Soros funds it, $3 million a year. And then they tell their readers that they're nonpartisan, and they're a watchdog, because they said so. Be like if I announced I was the Queen of England, because I said so. Or side issue. Their God, I forgot that. They say it, so it is. But here I am on CBS TV, and they're playing a clip of my film, Martial Law, where I'm warning of the move towards tyranny in America. And the colonel I'm debating keeps saying, well, Bush will be out of office in a few years. I'm like, no, it isn't about Bush. It's about the system taking over. Here's a clip of me. Well, first is from Martial Law 7 years ago, and then this is from 5 years ago on CBS where they're playing the clip. Here it is.
To a cable with ground-penetrating radar that looks right through your walls and gives the government a black and white image.
We live in a post-9/11 world, security higher. We're a country at war. Not an ideal situation for anyone, but there are some that say if we have another terrorist attack on American soil, the U.S. will be under martial law. On the phone, we have with us the man you just saw in the video, that is Alex Jones, a man who has set forth to expose these supposed indiscretions by the government. We also have with us terrorism law expert Jeff Adicott with us. Thank you both for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having me.
I appreciate it. Let's first talk with you, Alex, by phone. Alex, you feel America is going to be under some martial law pressure as soon as we get attacked again. Is that correct?
Well, back in 99, I met with your police chief, and we threw Delta Force out. They brought in large bags of cash and tried to buy them off. Then I talked to emergency managers around the country when I was fighting this then and found out there was a covert plan to take over all of our major cities. Now that's been in the Associated Press. The Homeland Security Committee in Congress, with the highest level security clearances, are not allowed to see the details of PDD 51 signed May 9th of this year that literally makes the president a dictator. And last year, the president funded the John Warner Defense Authorization Act for domestic
oppression
of the American people.
Then that university head who was a colonel, JAG officer, we've interviewed him before. He actually turned out was a listener and agrees with us. I guess he was playing the part of the guy that disagreed with me that day. Of course, that was a few years later. I guess he did see it all come true. Now the president tells the Congress that NATO gives him orders. That's called a dictator. The office is becoming a dictatorship. Not the president himself. Let's be clear on that. And it looks like Hillary doesn't want to run as VP. That means the rat is leaving the sinking Obama ship and scurrying over to Mittens. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Sexual partners. That's not what's valuable. Ideas, information, art, literature, civilization, but most importantly, truth. Truth is the key. I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Max Keiser is coming up, and this is an order to the crew. 30 minutes into the interview, I want you guys to keelhaul me, as Yosemite Sam would say, if I am not starting to go to calls at 33 after, okay? I think we should add an element to the show where they have like electroshock things when I don't do what I'm supposed to. They're just, I'm joking. It's a joke. Because they already have that with the TSA. I haven't had allergies in bad in about a year. I think because I'm taking longevity. But they are, it's killing everybody right now because it was so wet and there was this giant spring after a drought here. And then it rained like the monsoon. Now it's dry again. And it's like Wild Kingdom flowers everywhere. And Austin's already the capital of allergies. You know, I forgot I have a cough button over here. How to use that. I know why I forgot. Somebody moved it. Okay, getting back to all of this information, what are we going to be discussing with Max Keiser? Let's just get him on now, by the way. I'm going to go right to him. We start the next hour, please. Chance of Fed printing more money jumps to 60%. That's Fox Business. U.S. government foreign debt hits record $5.29 trillion, but the banker's debt is $1.5 quadrillion that they say I owe them because they engaged in fraud, and I never signed on to it, but the Army's standing by to take it out of me, and I guess even though there's not enough money to do it, but it doesn't matter. Startling evidence that central banks and Wall Street insiders are rapidly preparing for something big as economic collapse. Blog up at Infowars.com. I'm going to go over that with Max Keiser. Also, U.S. authorities subpoena 7 banks in LIBOR probe. That is the former managing directors and deputy directors and vice presidents and presidents of the big banks who now are the head of the agencies in every case. They will now do a fake investigation of their bosses and their own blind trust, which aren't blind, with the investment money they stole. So Satan will now investigate Beelzebub, or the devil will now investigate Baphomet. Or Leviathan will now investigate the old serpent, I guess. So we're going to be going over all of that. Report: Soros unloads all investments in major financial stocks. Invest over $130 million in gold. Yeah, they go to QE3. Well, all the common sense is gold's going to go up like a rocket ship. Or, well, like when I was a kid, I'd say a rocket chip. And I called elephants elfinance. Jobless rates rise. I still say grounding. I know everybody likes that, so I still say it. I know it's ground. Jobless rates rise in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut in July. No one will be charged with crime over MF Global collapse. Well, I mean, they just tapped in people's bank accounts, took it. I mean, that's not stealing when you take it. They said so. Finland prepares for breakup of the Eurozone. It's all coming up, along with combat robots to take your guns in America, and you're going to pay for it.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.